Yes, it is.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is 9 o'clock. Tuesday, September 6, 2022. We want to welcome all of you to the regular Board of County Commissioners meeting. Commissioner Luis Lopez, would you please give us an invocation?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, bringing us together to do your work. Lord, we ask you to keep an eye on our children as we enter in the school year, and please keep them safe going and coming from the children's school, as well as our educators of our community in doing their job of taking care of our children. In your name we pray. Amen.
So, Commissioner Tony Hatch, you have some
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Thank you, gentlemen. Roll call, Mr. Borica.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Hess.
Here.
Commissioner Felix.
Here. Item 1D, approval of agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
No changes to the agenda.
Thank you, sir. Any motion?
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Hess.
Yes.
Commissioner Felix.
Yes, and item 2A, consideration of minutes. We don't have any minutes at this time, so let's go to section 3, agreement of correspondence, commissioners, committee reports. Commissioner Luis Lopez, would you like to go first?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. On August 26th, we held our front range passenger rail meeting. It was quite short this time. The board has selected law firm endeavor to represent the public passenger rail moving forward. The bank accounts will be the next thing, the bylaws will be adopted at our next meeting. We are planning a full on in-person retreat moving forward this time. The dates haven't been determined yet. So that this group of folks can get together and meet one another on a personal basis. So I look forward to that, having some good discussion regarding the future of the rail. And hopefully that'll be held in October. And it looks like we're smooth sailing from here on to the next stage, which would be the bylaw getting the adoption and the discussions of how we're going to move forward, if we move forward with the taxing measure. Now, my biggest concern that I've always advocated for is that we're going to be taxing Los Angeles County, we're going to have the rail. And I will advocate for that. The eminent domain hasn't been discussed whatsoever. But we are not alone in not being acceptable or eminent domain being used for this purpose. So there's a lot of discussion going on regarding folks being properly compensated, fencing properly, whether it's properly being necessary, and accommodations for some sort of financial stipend for landowners. So we are working on that to figure out how we can accommodate each and every landowner. And that's just behind the scenes discussions. It was in an open session. But I thought I'd share that with you as with other commissioners on that discussion. On the same day that afternoon, we were able to exit 11 here at the grand opening ceremony, the ribbon cutting. It's going to be an interesting roundabout for everybody to get used to again. And Governor Bowles was here. We were able to have a discussion with him, and I matter of fact invited him to come to the Game Man Music Festival, and he wasn't available to come to the discussion. So it was nice. We were able to attend that afternoon. And speaking of the festival, they had that this weekend, and it went off without a hitch. There was two minor incidents with our one of the county sheriffs and all EMS and the nursing manager. Jim Chavez and our staff, you guys did a great job working with Brett and McGraw. Couldn't have gone off without it any better. I think that everybody there was well protected, security was awesome, UMS from everywhere, and the food and the vendors, the whole concert was great. The attendance was not what they wanted it to be. However, for the first time having it here, it had been a huge success. And getting to hear fellow musicians all day long for 2 days in a row was very exciting to me. And also for some of my friends and family and trying to visit some of those folks. So that was a highlight of my weekend. And I got some kind of weird, not bad news, but I'm not sure what's going to happen yet. But I would be 50 in Carroll County. CDOT is planning some bridge closures or repairs and rebuilding to the tune of a stretch of 21 days on a particular bridge. So I've had some conversations with CDOT that that's not acceptable, and we're never going to find a conclusion to the situation of an alternate route there in Carroll County with their commissioners. Due to the fact that the concern of our trucking, our cattle, and our agriculture, of course, not to mention that a lot of employees might be traveling back and forth that might be working at our state penitentiary, a couple of months in that area. So we had that long discussion, and then we'll get back to us soon. And one last highlight for myself is it is homecoming week for my home school district that I am the proud commissioner for that district, and very proud father that my daughter was elected to the homecoming court. So with all the meetings we got packed in this week, I'm going to be tired, plus all the homecoming festivities we got. So that's my report, Commissioner.
Thank you, sir, and congratulations to you, your family, and your daughter. It is about the children and that they just have to make 100% of the future.
On August 17th, the RAP Festival had a meeting there in the city chambers, and basically was to find out what everybody needs, from traps to vendors to where to start, where to conclude, and there was some discussion about farm to table and having some kind of a meal with us during the after the race, and possibly a dance, street dance. They were in the logistic period of this now trying to put together. On that, August 18th, we had the transportation meeting, and I was on that meeting. And like Bruce Lopez said, I had the same concerns when I heard that this Region 2 Bridge Bundle Project, there's 17 structures in southeastern Colorado that are scheduled to be rebuilt. Eight of those projects are on Highway 350, and they're going to start with the three bridges closest to Timbers, and with the start date around the 20th of September, concluding on the 20th of October, concluding on the 18th of November. And there would be a total closure of 350, according to them, and this is what got my hat, was a big deal, is that they said that they would be able to address those three bridges. And I told them, you realize that our agriculture producers, that's when they haul their cattle to the market in the hunter. So for instance, if somebody in Delhi had cattle that they needed to ship, which is only about 10 miles south of Timbers, they'd have to come all the way back to Trinidad, up I-25 and then get Highway 10 in the Mahoning, which adds another 80 miles to their freight bill. Or they can go all the way to 160 down there, which will potentially go to Kim, and then up to 109, and that would add 110 miles to their freight bill. And at $4 a mile, and you're increasing it by 80 to $100 per 100 miles, that's $400 more. So you're already paying $800 for a
for load of yeah, that was a huge concern of mine because I used to live at Thatcher's. So. They told me they would take my concerns into advisement and we'll see what happens. I told them at least make a
detour around the bridge out into the pasture. I imagine that the people that ordered those bridges would understand and would allow it to do that. So that at least we can get the strips around there and say on that trade. On August 24th, the USDA, the Rural Development ambulance district met at the new building in used to be golf on. And I got to go for the tour of the new building and put in that flight facility when they did these. It was an honor to be there, people from USDA were there, our district manager, was here. And on August 25th in the afternoon, met with Kate Greenberg, and this is a meeting that's hosted monthly by CCI. And it's developed to for the ranchers and Kate Greenberg to stand for the initiatives and project updates and programs and policies that would affect agriculture and quality. And it's out dialogue with the leaders from Colorado, and it's been very beneficial in my point of view to have these meetings here. And like Luis mentioned, we were at the ribbon cutting at Exit 11, and told him to say about that. And then on the 27th, I got an invite from Deputy Stevens to attend his baby shower. It's going to have a baby boy, so that was very important. On the 30th, our shack, the soil health program, met. That's the state appointment that I got. They talked about the state's power program. There's 2 million in recovery, and there's 17 conservation districts that are already involved here, and 130 individuals that want to participate. So the producers are going to participate. There's 3 programs that have been yellow before. And they have difficult issues with this program. Let's see here. And then we had our CCI executive meeting on the 1st of September. I'll let Felix talk about it. And then I attended the parade yesterday, and what a great parade it was. We had delegates that were there to represent different people that are running. I even helped them a lot of them. It was a great turnout for the parade. And I just want to put some kudos out there to the Bird family. They were the grand marshals of the parade, and their involvement with the Trinidad Roundup Association and the rodeo and the parade. I don't believe that it would come off if it wasn't for the 3 birds that have been involved in that for over 20 years. So, kudos to them for giving their motion. That's my report.
Thank you, sir. So, I've always been redundant to see some of the meetings. I want to highlight the meeting on August 25th that we had with Kate Greenberg. One of the biggest topics that came out of we discussed was the Colorado River and the water that is scarcity of the same, and what that is doing, the impact that it's having in the western slope agricultural lands. And one of the reminders that all the commissioners that were in the phone call, we reminded Kate Greenberg to work with the Water Congress and everyone to remind them that Colorado first. We understand that there is a compact, and the compact goes back many, many decades, but in it, the water that is being produced, no fault of anyone, should be used for the benefit of Coloradans, agriculture, farms, ranchers, and Kate seemed to really understand the whole process, but that whole point maintained a dialogue and discussion for quite a while. So the That conversation is going to be ongoing, and there is going to continue to be meetings. One of the points and reminder that I highlighted with Kate was that Senator Hickenlooper mentioned when he was in Trinidad that there was going to be a gathering of all the senators, U.S. senators, Republican and Democrat, of the western part of the United States to address these cyclical climate adjustment that we are seeing. So from that perspective, we want to take an opportunity to continue those conversations and see what comes out of it, because there is, I don't think, anything that could be done from humanely from our perspective, but to dialogue and communicate the challenges that we have with the cyclical climate adjustment that we're seeing. So, and those were the words from Senator Pickenbooker. So we'll see what happens on that meeting. As Commissioner has mentioned, September 1, we had a CCI, the bylaws, the executive team of the bylaws committee. We had representatives from all the regions, the president and the vice president of each one, of which Commissioner Tony has served on the Southern District. And there was a recommendation that is going to be put to the entire membership of CCI at the winter conference. And whatever recommendations are put forth will be voted on at that time and will be adopted for 2023. One of the highlights the community, we're going to host the Southern District CCI meeting here in Las Animas County at Trinidad State College. And we are going to be having probably 40 county commissioners from all the counties that are members of this region, and that's going to happen on this Friday. So if the team is willing, in Los Angeles County, stop by and say hello to some of the commissioners from the San Luis Valley all the way to the eastern part of Pueblo, Huerfano, and all the way to the Transit Board. So we're going to have a big meeting, and Kenneth, we're going to talk about what's happening in the county and where do we go as we prepare for the legislative session in 2023. One more meeting I want to highlight on the same day, August 25th, the San Luis County Health Department held a presentation in Walsenburg on the opioid, how to address the opioid pandemic, as well as what's happening with our communities. And a lot of presenters, great information, some of the addictions, and what are going to be the next steps. So thank you to the Health Department for the presentation, and looking forward to getting more information on that. One of the questions that has come our way, what is going to be the allotted amount on the additional dollars that Colorado is receiving on the excess of, on the additional millions of dollars that we're going to be receiving in the opioid settlement? I had a conversation personally with Heidi Williams from the Attorney General's office. They have not worked out the formula distribution yet, so I don't have any numbers on that at this point in time, but they're going to be increasing as we see how the San Luis County, we received whatever amount that was, $71,000, I believe. There'll be an adjustment, but I think the adjustment will happen late in 2023, but there's going to be additional money on that. So now the next steps are going to be, what are the three priorities? How do we begin to work with them? And how do we work together as a region? So some of the other meetings, one of the ones that Commissioner Tony has mentioned, our bike event that's coming up, great meeting. And I think the communication between partners and ranchers and the organizers is going well because they said that we're going to be meeting with them. And so we look forward to that activity. And so that would be my report, Commissioners. And thank you so much. And I want to thank all of you out there for just the support on this for the Labor Day activities. The rodeo was well attended. A lot of community participation. It was great to see everyone out there enjoying themselves once again. So at this point, let me go ahead and go to section four, elected officials update. I have a message from American Recorder's Office. I don't have an update today. So let me see if our county assessor is online and would like to make any updates. Julian Morrow.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I have nothing to report at this time from the assessor's office.
Thank you so much. Good morning and have a great day. Let me go to our county treasurer, Ms. Donna Leonetti. Anyone from the Sheriff's Office, Mr. Derek Maverick? Anyone from our District Attorney's Office, Henry Solano? Any updates from the coroner, Mr. Judy Berger? Anyone from our County Surveyor, Mr. Gary Terry? Okay, Having that, we're going to go to public comment. We have any public, no public comment, thank you, Mr. Yeah. So we're going to go to our section six presentations, and I think we do have Mr. Mike Brown online from our Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Good morning.
Okay. If not, might be muted.
Mr. Mike Brown from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Welcome, my last contact. We can come back to that. Do you have any communications for me, sir? At this point in time, we're going to jump to section seven, unfinished business. Consideration of high country liquor license renewal that was tabled on August the 16th. Any questions, comments on this particular table item, Council?
This includes my examination.
Thanks so much. I'll entertain the motion.
Motion to approve high country liquor license renewal.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Casey?
Yes. New business, 8A, consideration of resolution 22-028, South Central Redact, ultimate appointment, David Detroit. Mr. Dorica?
Commissioner, before you, for your consideration, resolution 22-028, to appoint David Trade as an alternate to the SCVD committee. It's one of the boards of problems that you're
thank you, sir. Any questions, any discussion, commissioners? Otherwise, Mr. Van Camp, would you please read the resolution?
Resolution for the county commission must have Ms. Kelly Colorado leading the representation to the Southern Colorado Region Emergency Trauma Advisory Council, resolution number 22-028. Whereas regional emergency trauma advisory councils are authorized by legislative action for the purpose of planning for emergency medical needs on a regional basis throughout the state of Colorado, and whereas Southern Colorado Regional Emergency Trauma Advisory Council for the SCVTAC entry was created to provide the planning and coordination of emergency service medical services within the five county region, including Los Angeles, Baltimore, Pueblo, Fremont, and Custer counties, and whereas each member county of SCVTAC has provided three representatives, three alternate representatives to the board of directors for the purpose of conducting the business of the SCVTAC, and whereas a vacancy exists in the alternate representatives of Los Angeles County with SCVTAC board of directors, and it is deemed appropriate and necessary that formation should be maintained to ensure the interests of Los Angeles County are sufficiently represented and to provide for sufficient attendance of representatives necessary to constitute a forum at meetings to conduct the business of SCVTAC board of directors, and whereas Los Angeles County solicited letters of interest to fill this alternate representative representation. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners unanimously voted to fill this position, and it's regularly being held on August 2nd, 2022. Now, therefore, being resolved by the Board of County Commissioners, Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one, the Board of County Commissioners hereby affirms the appointment of Mr. David Detroit to this offer representative position, which term shall extend until August 2024. My motion being second and third of the vote. This resolution was adopted the 6th day of September 2022 on the Board of County Commissioners, Los Angeles County, followed by your signature.
Thank you, Mr. Recap. If there are no additional questions, I will entertain a motion.
The approval of resolution 22-028, Southern Colorado Retap alternate for the D, David Detroit.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Casey?
Yes. Thank you. 8B, and we'll come back to the finishing section. 8B, a discussion and consideration of lease RE Lake Curve. Mr. Burke here.
Commission, before you for your consideration, is a letter from Mr. Brown with the Lower Parks of Kabai regarding.
You want to do the designation first?
I believe that's probably.
So let me call Mr. Brown. Please come up to the podium and Will, I think if you have any questions, you can do both the presentation and we'll take a look at the letter. Good morning.
Good morning. So I don't think I know any of you, but Mike Brown knew and heard about that manager from the Lower Parks Wildlife. Prior to my appointment as a dairy wildlife manager, so just a wildlife manager, also with the media district, as well as my city district for years. Blessed to be in the area, blessed to be in the region. And recently, after me being hired as a dairy wildlife manager, we restarted negotiations with the city of Raptown and Green Park Lease with the city wildlife area. So we don't own that property in key title. Going back to 1980, we've actually had a lease with City of Raptown, that state wildlife borough. Administratively, even when we own the property, we leased it to try to provide high quality recreation, fishing, hunting, maybe wildlife watching today, So, this last year, the lease expired with the City of Raptown, so we're working on renewing that. They've upped their amount in terms of what we're paying for that. Anytime we exceed $100,000, you support that project, and I'm sure that residents of Los Angeles County, other people in Colorado, and non-residents like have an opportunity to recreate there. It'd be a good decision to continue with that sort of thing. Great project.
Well, first of all, thank you so much and welcome to the area. Is what counties, I imagine it's bigger than what you had before.
Yes, it is. So unfortunately, it's just one or two counties. So it'd be Los Angeles County, Berkeley County, Custer County, Lovell County, and that pretty much covers it.
Very good. And so the lease that you are proposing to renew, is that adjacent to, particularly with the state park?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Lake Dorothy State Wildlife Area property kind of butts up to James M. John State Wildlife Area, which we do own in Lee Title, as well as Fisher's Peak State Park. So that property, Lake Dorothy alone, is a 4,800-acre property. Also includes a 3-acre lake and a few miles of stream and fishing access.
Is that lake half in New Mexico and half in Colorado? Is that?
I believe that's Lake Magnolia. Yeah.
Oh, Lake Magnolia.
Yep. So part of that is actually in New Mexico.
And I know having run down on top of that mesa, that it's important to have that access from that other side. Without that, it would have been that hard to take a shot a little bit. So now we have another trail up through McBride Canyon, but before that was limited access to the shot.
Yeah, that's correct.
Hey, can you access that property through 85-5 as well coming from the Mexico side?
Well, you can go all the way down to the top, then you can get to Lake Dorothy, but you can't access the.
Correct. Yeah,
right. Chairman, I mean, Mr. Brown, yes, welcome. Thank you. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Welcome to your new region, and congratulations on your success with the Department of Wildlife in Colorado and your service.
Thank you.
You must be very dedicated to achieve this high position. Your tenure in service with the city of Colorado. As an avid hunter, I really appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
The outdoors and life, my children, we all enjoy it. I didn't see a letter attached, Chairman, to my packet.
There is a
separate attachment.
Yeah, here was a separate email to that, yes. And
so, what are we entailing in the letter?
Basically, the letter is asking for a letter of support, Mr. Thurman, and can you, I believe, it's a pretty regular.
Letter of support for leaks that I don't believe we have.
You can elaborate a little bit with the movement by, it would basically be here from, and state wildlife, and all the letters asking is for us to, for the county to show the basic for that is happening. We are not entering into any of these with any of you, and we are not obligating ourselves to any financial support at this time. The letter provided by Mr. Brown, you could just sign the bond with that, showing your support, and we would also be giving you the option to draft your own terms. Don't know what the deadline is.
Quick turnaround, I think, okay, that was done toward the end of September. We can slate to go with the capital development committee, some of the projects we have on meeting in November.
Well, having nothing attached to it, we can sign.
So you can sign that letter, if you read it, or if you wanna draft your letter, you could do it your next meeting, so we can do it.
Yeah.
And this is gonna be, you're asking for a 10-year renewal with the city of Redondo?
That's correct, yep. And I guess getting into previous history, I think with the city, we had a really nice lease with them. Back in the day, I think it was $10,000 a year, you know, I mean, that was nothing, you know, back in the day, of course, I think that's a day. Time to get up with the times, you guys wanted to agree on this lease, of course, we're gonna do that, right? It provides, you know, outstanding cooperation for residents and non-residents alike about it.
In addition to, since I said there, maybe a few phone calls to our legislators. Will help us sit in and allocate them to JBC.
Correct, yep. Yep.
And that trail, that goes up from north to James John, that is horseback, foot only, correct?
Horseback only, correct, yes.
Well, you definitely have a great area that you were, you know, seeing, especially with the street park. You have a great team down here, you have famous pop holder.
Yep.
Fred Allen, and everybody that, that lives up on the property, is Rob Rossman. And Crystal.
Oh yeah, Crystal Dragon.
Dragon, and Floyd Ringer.
Floyd Ringer.
They've got a great team.
We do, yes.
I have another question about.
Just out of curiosity, does the city of Redondo still have water in the water?
They do, so that's kind of their watershed, that whole area, and that kind of limits us in terms of what we can and can't do from a habitat management perspective, from a weed spraying perspective, everything we do, we need to run by that, make sure that we're in cooperation with that, you know, so it's not contaminated, any type of waterway, or source.
I remember the Ben Fire years ago, it was bigger. The watershed. That's your secondary shed, right? That's your secondary water.
From the way I understand it, yes.
Or the primary.
Yes.
A lot of the primary growth is.
Secondary, yeah.
Mr. Brown, I think we have a pretty much understanding. I think for holding this documentation to us, and definitely this role will be supporting, I believe, the letter, and as Commissioner Luis Lopez mentioned, we could reach out to the CDC. You know, are there gonna be any physical improvements for the property?
We're gonna try to update some of the signs, even though we're newer. If you guys are familiar with our newer Colorado Parks and Wildlife app, that allows you to buy any license that doesn't require a parking tag online, and store that on your phone. So we'd like to see if we can get that updated on some of our signs, as well as maps of the area. I think there's been some confusion if you're coming down the county road, just as you leave, like, way out of your property. Some of that property extends back to the west side of the road, and there's some confusion, so it's public, it's private.
question is, now that title lines are gonna be removing their tags, Colorado vehicle tags in it, if there's gonna be a surcharge, which would be opted out of if we have resident decides to, or the unit is $29, would that give Coloradans access to these parks without having to procure an additional permit?
That would allow you, yeah, actually go to a state park, which is a better deal than buying a state park's pass, which is, I guess, a little bit different than our state wildlife areas. And so that's just kind of going back in time, the biggest fire department merger in 2011. Colorado Division of Wildlife, Colorado State Parks, combining Colorado Parks and Wildlife. And so, you know, in statute, parks money is still separate from wildlife money. I guess they are being that type of funding. And so they're still looking at fishing and different wildlife opportunities on the park.
Correct.
That access, you know, that you're talking about, the license plates, particularly.
That branch of the entrance, too, but you still have that, or the individual would have to have hunting and or fishing license to do.
So it's a little different, yeah. So just for the state wildlife area, you have to either have the state wildlife area access permit or the combination fishing small game license or fishing license. That license plate pass that you're talking about is just for our different state parks. So like Fisher's Peak, for example, or Trinidad, or Lake Lolo. And the reason we pass that different legislation for years, there's more and more people that are starting to use state wildlife areas, you know, for some of the non-consumptive uses that they were never really intended for. You know, so we either lease or purchase those properties in P5 just for hunting and fishing, wildlife duty, try to make sure that wildlife have good habitat, place to be safe.
Just like this against sponsoring all access passes, all access passes, state parks, and wildlife. But I'm glad to see, and you mentioned the reduction in the state park pass. Governor Polis did announce that last year, all the license plates. It does save a lot of, for a guy like myself, getting up vehicles. So, you know, users, I can utilize any vehicle I want.
Absolutely. So, instead of about $90, it's a pretty good bargain.
Yeah. Get big permits for
pricing money, basically. Yeah.
The multi pass for any vehicle is about $175.
Something like that.
I think the entirety of the proposal when we were looking at that piece of legislation is it almost guarantees state funding with, and it was estimated $50+ million that's going to be collected on a yearly basis to maintain your agency, so which is going to be good for Colorado, so we can maintain those properties at top level. And yes, so Mr. Brown, any additional information you want to provide this group? And by the way, welcome, Commissioner Luis Lopez, Commissioner Tony Haas, and Commissioner Felix Lopez, we welcome you on behalf of the San Luis County team. Welcome to the San Luis County Trinidad.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Not related. Thank you for your time. Thank you for consideration. My apologies for my late attendance. I was thinking I was going to be able to get down here by the time.
We put in there a little time, but not too late.
And I thought, you know, I can still get there. So. And apologies for the attendance on that. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, the news right there. Yes, so at this point, no other questions. Commissioners, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the letter regarding Lake Gordon. The letter's approved.
Second motion. Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
100% yes.
Yes, sir. Item AD, discussion and consideration of Miller Design Build Agreement. Council?
Commissioner, this on our regular session today. I would let back that we take up the regular session first and then we can come back.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Motion to watch the table.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Weasley?
Yes.
Commissioner Pearson?
Yes. Thank you. Financial matters, consideration of bills and payroll for the second half of August 2022. Finance director, overview.
Payroll as of August 31st is $175,952.69. If you have any questions, certainly. Bills paid on August 17th, $202,605.71. In there, $107,000 for a bond for the bridge purchase. Bills paid on August 24th, $107,628.86. The biggest one in there was probably walls for a section gravel. That was for our airport. Bills paid on August 31st, $218,840. There's the airport project, the annual final payment. Well, the public other walls and work might have been, is that part of the grant?
Well, that was part of the painting that I paid for the buildings.
This one here was the airport project for the hangars, the asphalt.
Which came out very nice.
It's a little interesting, yeah. And that's it.
If you any additional questions for director, finance director, overview? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion with the approval of bills and payroll for the second half of August 2022. Second motion.
Commissioner Weasley?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Pearson?
Yes, thank you. And before I lose my mind, I would like us to have some kind of a press release on all the projects that have taken place this summer. All the paving projects are coming out really fantastic. Seen all three of them that I'm aware of. So kudos and thank you to the entire Los Angeles Golden Bridge team.
Continue to request the media offices. Second commissioner, if you would pick up the certificate for Mr. Bill.
We will advise to wait on that. We will probably do a presentation later on at the request of our VSO. And as of today, you mentioned a bit of that.
Yes. Excuse me.
Oh, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Section 10, executive session. The board will meet an executive session under CRS 24-6402 for me confirmed with the county attorney for the purposes of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. A, SECOG 2023 dues, B, land use, tents, C, all hazards, D, endowment, E, budget, F, 85-5, G, milling, design build agreement, H, council general, I, redistricting, and J, HUTF, ineligible county roads. At this point in time, I will entertain a motion to go into executive session with a 5-minute recess.
Motion to go into executive session with 5-minute recess.
Second motion. Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Weasley?
Yes.
Commissioner Pearson?
Yes.